This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
Google has asked the government for permission to publicly report just how much of its data is being requested by secret court orders. It's part of the ongoing reaction to revelations about secret surveillance by the federal government. Google was one of 9 large U.S. tech companies that the National Security Agency is using to monitor online data. And it doesn't stop there. Now come the lawsuits. The American Civil Liberties Union has just filed one against the U.S. government, saying that the NSA's surveillance is illegal. The ACLU filed the suit as a customer of Verizon Business. That's the company that former CIA contractor Edward Snowden revealed was giving phone records to the NSA. Chris Segoyan is principal technologist of the ACLU's Speech Privacy and Technology Project.
This violates our First Amendment rights to free speech. It may chill speech. It may prevent people from calling us, and it may lead to us having to take steps to protect our communication or not engage in certain kinds of speech. It violates our Fourth Amendment rights because it's an unreasonable intrusion into our private matters. And then we also believe that it violates the surveillance statute itself.
Segoyan says the original provision that passed Congress was meant to allow authorities to pull specific things like hotel records on suspected terrorists, not gather giant troves of digital data. Meanwhile, a group of over 80 organizations that include Reddit, Firefox parent Mozilla, and the American Library Association have also formed a campaign called StopWatching.us. They want Congress to tell the public the full extent of the NSA's spying programs. So what if you want to hack your own way to some level of online privacy? Well, it's not so easy. Yes, you can encrypt your information, but no, you can't make it disappear completely. Michael Sutton is vice president of security research at the firm Zscaler.
You can never be 100% sure that somebody does not have access to your data.
Accepting that, how might we go about reducing the risk?
Really limit your use of public or untrusted networks. Anybody else that is using that same network now has the ability to sniff your data, sensitive things like passwords or credit card numbers.
Okay, and what else?
A lot of websites, fortunately, have started to move to what we call SSL only, SSL being the encryption protocol used by websites. Look for that little lock and key that shows up on the web browser. That way you know you have an encrypted channel.
And why is that not a sort of fail-safe way to go about it?
Encryption takes care of data in transit, but I don't have any control over what happens when it gets there. So, like, I could send my credit card number to you, and you leave it in some unsecured database, unencrypted. Well, then it's just defeated the purpose. People, I think, are going to be forced to be more careful and realize that they can't trust the services outright that they're using.
Mike Sutton, thank you very much.
Thank you.